From the RFC News Desk, I'm Chris with your Transformers News Update for Saturday, July 11th, 2020. Walmart today has promised that new Transformers product reveals will happen during Walmart CollectorCon next Friday, July 17th. You didn't know Walmart CollectorCon was a thing? Neither did we, but evidently it is now. Walmart has a page giving a very basic heads up about the event, indicating the brands that will have new Walmart exclusive products debut. Among them are Hasbro's big labels, Star Wars, Marvel, and Transformers. G.I. Joe was also included. While we have basically zero specifics on what to expect for reveals, the Transformers part is represented using the War for Cybertron trilogy branding. So, probably no Cyberverse merchandise. That would also seem to mean no Studio series, and very likely excludes the Red Collection, and even G1 reissues as well. That sort of seems odd. But the truth is, we don't know what form this is actually going to take. While it's easy and perhaps natural to immediately expect it to be a panel-style streaming event, with individuals from marketing bragging about all the must-have collector merchandise that you can only get from Walmart, there's a very good chance this is nothing more than window dressing on an otherwise ordinary activation of numerous product pages and pre-orders at a determined time. In that latter scenario, Red Collection and Reissue Blaster would of course be omitted, since they already had their product pages go live. Still seems to leave Studio Series in the cold, either way. Now, if the reveals are strictly War for Cybertron trilogy related, what should we be expecting? The most obvious answer is the next wave of Netflix-branded figures, which will activate as pre-orders for fulfillment later this year. Theoretically. Last I heard, nobody who pre-ordered from the first wave has gotten any of their orders filled yet, even with the toys having been in stores for what seems like a couple months already. We know that more of those kind of figures are on the way thanks to data mining in Walmart's inventory system, and if they would be planned to hit shelves around September to November or so, this would be about the time we could first expect to get reveals and pre-orders happening. An Earthrise exclusive or two would also be very possible, although we don't have any direct signs pointing to such an outcome yet. But for instance, even if Thrust is a general retail release, Ramjet and Dirge will probably need special accommodation. And then there's the Autobot clones, which seem like a foregone conclusion, regardless of what retailer would end up carrying them. Whatever it ends up being, after the unqualified disaster that was the Gigawatt early limited edition pre-order experience, we don't imagine anyone is fondly anticipating this event. With Walmart promising 70 or more new products seemingly all at once on Friday morning, it's hard to imagine a way that this ends well for us, the obligate consumers. The RFC News Desk is made possible by our fans and listeners just like you, who support us on Patreon. You can become a patron and help make more podcast and blog content happen, all while getting access to some excellent rewards, like patron-only exclusive podcasts. Join now at patreon.com/tfradio. If you're going to do some Amazon shopping, use our affiliate link first, tfradio.net/amazon. Your purchases will send a little money back to us, and you pay nothing extra. And of course, you can get RFC merchandise from our shop at tfradio.net/shirt. There's shirts, of course, but also a lot of other items that all feature excellent original designs. For more News Desk and other RFC news coverage, visit tfradio.net/news. You can find everything we do and our archive going back literally decades at tfradio.net. Radio Free Cybertron records every Wednesday night, and you can watch at tfradio.net/live. During the show, you can interact with us on our Discord server at tfradio.net/discord. Or just hang out there during the week. Our regulars are pretty cool, so come check it out. I'm Chris, and this has been your Transformers News Update from the RFC News Desk.